Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Last night I'm watching the news and there's Peter Overton giving a grim warning about a threat to Australia.
Good evening. An urgent plea tonight to travellers returning from Indonesia, Bali in particular. You could be carrying a disease time bomb.
Jeez. Oh, okay. Oh, God. What is it, gout?
Normally when you hear about visitors to an island destination with a disease time bomb, it's because they've been to Love Island. But not in this instance. It's FMD, commonly known as foot and mouth disease.
I thought we were past this childish disease years ago.
No, foot and mouth disease is still a thing, and it's not the one that afflicted our former Prime Minister either.
The full financial commitment of the Commonwealth Government to this shitty city shaping. You've got to be careful with that.
It's not foot in mouth disease, it's foot and mouth
and
disease.
And mouth.
There's something that Australia has battled with in the past. If it gets into our sheep or cattle industry, they reckon just one case of this will absolutely devastate Australia's like beef, dairy and lamb industries. We're talking like an $80 billion blow to the economy.
Yeah, devastating. But the name of this whole disease, foot and mouth disease, it makes me think someone's been chewing their toenails or something.
Yeah, they couldn't find the nail clippers and just like...
I'm like, that's very random. Foot and the mouth, they're not even near each other.
No, well, they are. Authorities are warning this will be... well, catastrophic or catastrophic to the industry. All it takes is one case. And the thing is, we get like 107 flights into Australia from Bali alone each week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's probably the number one tourist destination for a lot of Aussies.
Yeah, but a lot of Aussie tourists go, I'll be safe because we only go to Party Central when we go to Bali. But there are people that like to explore the countryside.
That's it. So obviously they're talking about stepping up the biosecurity level here in Australia to protect us against another round of FMD because, like I said, just one case will do it. And, you know, Paul Toole, he had this warning for everybody.
For those people that are returning, you know, it might be simple as just throwing away those thongs and actually getting a new pair of shoes when you arrive.
Can you imagine telling a Bali tourist to throw out their thongs? Like, oh, not me Bintang double pluggers.
Oh.
I had to haggle with the guy at the Kuta Markets for 10 minutes to get a good price on these.
At the same time, as someone who's been to Bali, they barely even last the trip anyway.
Oh, they're
broken by the time you get home anyway.
Disintegrate before you get off the flight. I thought our biosecurity level was like extremely high in Australia.
Yeah.
We were very protective against outside bio threats and things like that, but... according to this passenger, not really.
It's just paper checking. There's no... I was expecting more, such as have to step on some sort of disinfectant, but it didn't happen that way.
We don't even get people to wipe their feet on the mat when they come into Australia. That's pretty much what we have. We've just got a sign that says, please take your shoes off before you come inside. That's our biosecurity defence at the moment, so... need some improvement, I think.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday on the show, it was a bit earlier in the show, we were talking about archaeologists down in Victoria who were pretty excited about some old coffee beans that were unearthed under Swanston Street.
These beans date back to 1855. They were dug up by archaeologists working on the Melbourne Metro Tunnel project in 2018.
Yeah, over 160-year-old beans.
Amazing. Haven't seen someone this excited about beans since Jack and the Beanstalk back in the day.
Yeah.
Whoa, vintage beans.
So, pretty boring display when you go to the museum. Yeah, you go there expecting to see the skeleton of a T-Rex. And it's like, oh, there's some old beans we found under Swanston Street.
Sounds lit, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, so it got us sort of thinking about the old items that might be around your house. I'm not talking about, you know, Grandad and Grandma staying, like Charlie Bucket in, you know, Willy Wonka. I'm talking about actual old items. Like maybe it's a family heirloom which has been handed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, my family's not one. We moved around so much that a lot of our stuff got lost and just, you know. So we don't have a lot of heirlooms. However, just recently... neighbour Shirley, hello if she's listening, gave us a rocking chair. And it's like, and I don't know how old it is, but it was just sitting out on her little back veranda. And she's like, oh, I don't use this. I don't need it. You guys want it? And we're like, oh, okay. And it's really, really nice. And it's like solid wood. It's like, you know, everything these days, it's all fabricated in a factory somewhere. This thing, you can tell it was all carved and it's pretty good. I'd say it's probably the oldest thing in our house, apart from the house itself.
Yeah, well, you know people that own these rocking chairs are good at things like that because the amount of times you see someone whittling something out of wood on a rocking chair.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel like I need to be smoking a pipe and doing a bit of whittling or some banjo. I've got to learn the banjo now so I can just sit out on the front of the veranda of our house in Bega.
You just need a flagpole as well.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe true, get a shotgun or something. Oh, no, actually, no, don't do that. That's America, I'm thinking.
The journey will be complete.
That's hillbillies, yeah. But 1-300-92-1250, want to know about the old items at your house.
Mm.
The old things, maybe it's something that's been handed down, that's in the display cabinet that no one's allowed to touch.
Any heirlooms in your place?
No. A lot of grey hairs being left around by me.
Yeah.
It's about the oldest thing in the house, but nah, nothing special. 1-300-92-1250, want to know about the old items in your house.
Nat from Surf Beach has given us a call. Good morning, Matt. Nat, sorry, what's the oldest item in your house?
A 300-year-old grandfather clock.
Wow. And how did you get hold of this item, Matt?
From my late father. He's been in his family for years.
It really gives the house an old person sound as well, I find. Oh, yeah. The minute you put one of those sort of old-timey clocks in and you can the ticking is so loud, it always reminds me of going to visit my nana and pa. They always have one of those clocks there sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad mine's not working. I've got to get it restored.
All right, needs a service.
I reckon they're going to go up in value because of Stranger Things, the new season. There's clock in the show. That's going to make it go up. And I reckon when you're explaining this clock to other people, you're like, oh, it's like, oh, how old did you have this clock? Well, it was my great, 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 300 years, 10 minutes later, grandfather's clock.
Well, I only found out that it was 300 years old due to a clockmaker who was going to restore it for me, who had to do research because it's a one-of-a-kind clock.
Wow, so it must be worth a little bit, I'm assuming?
I don't know. Haven't got it valued again yet.
Oh, all right. So do you keep everyone away from it? It's got its own special room in the house so no one can go near it?
Yes.
Yeah. Let the kids kick the ball around in the house. That's the first thing that it hits usually, the grandfather's
clock. Out of bounds is written on the door.
Yeah. Amazing story, Nat. 300-year-old grandfather clock. Love it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
See ya. And the thing is, when you put something of that age in your home, it totally stands out. You kind of if I had a grandfather clock that was 300 years old, I'd have to put doilies everywhere and you know, some boiled lollies out and
sarsaparilla drops.
You really have to age
ginger
up.
Ale in the fridge.
Some Werther's originals. Things like that. But no, if you've got any other old items in the house, let us know. There's been a few people on Facebook telling us about all the ancient things, the old things lying around the home.
No one's going to beat Nat, who we just talked to then. That's pretty crazy. But other people have comments, like Catherine says, 120-year-old darning mushroom, when people use it to darn socks.
That's the thing you put underneath the socks so it holds the shape when you sew it together. Yeah, I know what that is. There you go.
Elise says, a 1912 English penny I found metal detecting.
I'm surprised we didn't get a call from any millennials going like, I found a Nokia 3310 in the bottom drawer of the kitchen.
I've got a PlayStation 1 at home. Oh, cool. Good for you, buddy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Well, we've put up with quite a lot this last probably 4 or 5 months with things going up. You know, raise the price of lettuce. Yeah, whatever. I just won't eat salad. Go for your life. Raise fuel. It's like, okay, I'm getting a little bit nervous now. But when you raise the price of something which has been a staple the last 15 years of people that are doing those DIY jobs on weekends, well, I think they've just about crossed a line. Have a listen.
300 Bunnings stores Australia-wide. The charity sausage sizzle is universally considered
such an iconic feature.
Would you like sauce with this?
But for the first time in 15 years, a price rise from $2.50 up by a dollar.
Yeah, whoa. $3.50. Whoa, settle down.
That's more than a 50% increase.
I know.
That's quite sizable.
I know it all goes to charity at the end of the day, but still, like, you know.
I would have thought they would have just gone the shrinkflation route, like all the other.
The breakfast sausage?
Yeah, you did a little chipolata in bread. You know what I mean?
Chipolata and a little turbo roll.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
A single ring of onion just on top. Yeah. That's it.
Could not believe this when I heard it. I'm like, whoa. You know, maybe 50 cent increments. You do it that sort of way. A dollar, that's just hitting us right below the belt. But as it turns out, this price rise has been a little while in the making.
Over 2 years, sausage prices at some butchers rose 45%. Olive oil up 33%. Bread 10%.
Okay.
Yeah, so you've gotten
still,
to the 23rd
that's
of this
more
month.
Than the increase that they had jacked it up by. It wasn't more than 50%, but still, it's a dollar on a $2.50 sausage and bread.
I know.
That's a big one.
For some families, that's a reason of getting out of the house. Mm. You know, I'm sure lots of families, you know, might head to Bunnings, Bateman's Bay on the weekend when they're doing those DIY projects, all of a sudden, like, bring the kids along. Oh, I don't want to go, but there might be a Bunnings sausage. Oh, okay, yeah, we'll go.
And it's bad enough when you get a budget blowout on your reno. You don't want a budget blowout on your sausage and bread.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, show up now and go, oh, man, $3.50 for a sausage and bread. That's a little too exy for me.
Mm.
Find another tradie. You can lady and the tramp a single sausage and bread. Yeah. Like, oh, you start at one end, yeah. I'll start at the other. And just, we'll split the cost.
Just be like, do you support Afterpay or ZipPay? Can I pay it off in installments? So the 23rd of this month is when the price rise will kick in across all of the Bunnings barbecues and things as well. But I tell you what, there's going to be so many calls coming to all these Bunnings stores with people that will be outraged as well. But for me, I'm looking for ways around this. You know, they're not the only place that does sausage sangers in the, you know, in this region. I think I might have found myself a little loophole to hold them to task.
If you happen to find a lower price on a stocked item, we'll beat it by 10%.
Nobody can beat Bunnings at our prices. Bunnings Warehouse. Lowest prices are just the beginning.
Does that apply to stuff that's outside the store as well? Forget about Karen. They got to watch out for Hutsy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.